You can be seated. That wasn't a poor segue at all. That's where the Holy Ghost is taking us tonight. Everybody say peace. Everybody say, I have the Spirit of peace. Do you believe that? If you have the Spirit of God, if you have the Holy Ghost, you have the Spirit of peace. How do we know that? Because unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called. He'll be known for it. We'll call him Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. If you have the Spirit of Jesus, you have the Spirit of the Prince of Peace. Everybody say praise. Praise is important for peace. They're intertwined. They're together. They're closely related. And we think of praise. Let's read a verse first. Let's read 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 18. While we're talking about praise, I just want to say how much I enjoyed worshiping with you all on Sunday. It was just a special time when the body worships together. There's power in that. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 18 says, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God concerning you." Say, "In everything give thanks." All right. We're going to go to Philippians chapter 4. That's my amen corner back there. Philippians chapter 4 and verse 4. "Rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things." Back to verse 4, "Rejoice in the Lord always." We view praise sometimes as something we do when things are going well. When times are good, man, God, you deserve praise. Look at what you've done. We get a raise at our job, and God, you deserve the highest praise today. And all of a sudden, we view praise as a measure of how God's doing in our lives. We use praise as a yardstick. This amount of praise because God's done so much today. And that's not what praise is about. We see where we should praise the Lord always. Well, if we're praising the Lord always and if we're giving thanks always, that means there's going to be some times we're giving praise and worship when we didn't get a raise on the job that day. Actually, the boss was pretty mean to us today. Actually, our coworkers were pretty mean to us today. But we are to give praise, and we're going to get a little more into that. But let's go over what we just read again. In verse 5, "Let your moderation be known unto all men." Now, I was thinking that word moderation there was, as I would expect, not extreme. When you look at the what that's translated from and what that's also translated to, let's see if I can pull it up real quick. Moderation is from the Greek apikos, or apikes, meaning gentle. It's otherwise translated into gentle three times, patient once, moderation once. So patient, gentle, moderation are all translated from the same word. Think about a mildness. Mildness means peace. Someone of a mild manner, usually we consider a peaceful person. You know, they're not somebody that's going to fly off the handle. They're not going to be running around, jumping off the walls, and they're not going to be all in the dregs. And they're mild. They're even keeled. And let it be known of all men, the Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing. Now, that doesn't mean live frivolously. Go and run the credit card up because we're not careful for anything. It just means you're talking about cares. You're talking about worry, talking about stresses. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. And then the last verse there, verse 8, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. Meditate on these kinds of things. Spend your time entertaining conversations with these kind of things. Spend your time, spend your resources investing into these types of things. I went back to work on Monday for the first time in about a month. I was very blessed to be able to take time off and call it bonding leave at work. That's what they call it, or paternity leave. But anyway, when you have a baby in the family, they pay you to take time off, which is an incredible blessing. During this time, I'm not generally a news junkie at all. I just never cared much for news. I tried to stay away from it much as possible. During this time at home, I found myself paying a little more attention to news outlets, to news feeds, keeping up with the world and what's going on. And then I remembered why I didn't usually pay attention to the news. If you're not really in tune with the news and all that kind of stuff, let me just help you and say you won't find much of verse 8 in the news. If you can pull up, if you can go to CNN or NBC or Fox or whoever.com and take a look through the top headline stories, if you can find something that's virtuous, that's honest, that's pure, just, or lovely, of a good report, virtuous things, things of worthy of praise, if you can find something like that, I'll be surprised. Usually you find somebody shot somebody, somebody did something bad to somebody, finds all kinds of crazy stuff on there, and you wonder, how in the world is this national news? What makes this story so important to broadcast everywhere? But if you're in tune with what the world is telling you, and in tune with the constant barrage of information that's so available and so pushed, you'll find yourself losing your peace. Because what you bring in and what you entertain and what you allow into your spirit through whatever source or avenue is what will determine your spirit, what will determine your heart, the things that come out of your heart, the things that come that you think about, the things that you meditate on. And this scripture is very clear to be uplifting. Be focus on things that are of a good report. If there be any virtue, if there be any praise. And it talks about the peace of God in verse 7. Let's go to Romans, 1 Peter, chapter 5. 1 Peter chapter 5. First Peter chapter 5 and verse 7. We're all familiar with this verse, and we like it because it says, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. Are you thankful that you have a God that cares for you? I'm glad that I can cast my cares, that the things that weigh on me, the things, the responsibilities that mount on you, the things that wear you down and cause you to get weary and dreary and caught up in the things of this life, I can cast those cares on him. Why? Because he cares for me. He loves me. He wants what's best for me. He wants good things for me. And this is a great verse, and we point to it when we're talking about stress, dealing with anxiety, dealing with pressures, dealing with all these different factors, because we want to cast our cares on him. But I never really read it in context here. If we back up to verse 6. It says, humble yourselves, therefore, let's back up to verse 5. Full context. Likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you be subject to one another, and be clothed with humility. For God resisteth the proud, and gives grace to the humble. In verse 6, humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. It's talking about humility, talking about lowering yourself, abasing yourself, and submitting yourself one to another. It's talking about the resistance of proud, how God can't stand the proud. And then in verse 7, so the way we do that is casting your care upon him, for he cares for you. What struck me here is if we aren't willing to cast our cares upon him, it's a sign of pride, being proud. If I'm not willing to release and relinquish the things in my life, the things that are weighing me down to him, if I'm not willing to cast it upon him, but I say, no, I can make it through this. I can do this. Gird up my loins. I'll get through this. I'll fight through it. I can do it. Rather than seek the peace of God, seek the patience and the strength of God and say, God, I got to give this to you. I can't take this myself. I can't do this by myself. I need your strength. I need your help. If we're not willing to do that, we're not being humble. We're not submitting ourselves to God. And in doing that, we'll lose the peace of God. God never intended for us to carry the weights of the worlds and everything that comes along with it by ourselves. And in verse 8, be sober, be vigilant. Because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Interesting. This verse is right after casting your cares upon him. The way that our adversary, the devil, can get at us, and he walks around seeing whom he may devour, I wonder if some of that has to do with the things he tries to put on us. The shame that he tries to put on us, the guilt from our past, the things, the cares of this world that entice us. And if we're not willing to cast it on him. It can become a snare and a burden to us. It can become something that would weigh us down and would drag us and keep us from getting to the finish line. In verse 9, whom resist steadfast in the faith, resisting the devil, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. But the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his glory, his eternal glory, by Christ Jesus, after that ye suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you. Now tell me where in that scripture it told us to read self-help books and figure it out on our own. But he will make you perfect. He will establish you. He will make you strong. He will give you strength. He will cause you to be able to stand in times where everything around us is shaking. We truly live in turbulent times. I've been saying that for a long time. But you just look at the current state of the world. It's a place very void of peace. A place very void of just general peace. You look at the massive amounts of anxiety. You look at these polls and surveys they do in high schools, and you read some of this, and how, I forget the percentages, but the percentages of high school kids and college kids that are on medications to address anxiety and address mental health issues, things that are weighing on people's minds. But Jesus made a trip and paid a price at a place called Golgotha, which means the place of the skull. Golgotha, the place of the skull. That's interesting that the place where he made that sacrifice, where he took care of everything, was the place where the battle would be made. He knew the greatest battles would not be fought on warfare and, you know, hand-to-hand combat. The greatest battles would be fought in our minds. Our minds and everything that would, the turbulence that would come and attack our minds. But he went to the place of the skull to address that. Last verse in Romans chapter 16. And verse 20. Romans chapter 16 and verse 20. And the God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Amen. If you read through the New Testament epistles and the letters, mostly of Paul, writing to the different churches and different groups, different places, he often ends his letters with the grace of God, the peace of God be upon you. The grace of God, may it abound among you. May you be, he's not just signing off with a cliche blessing, oh, blessings be upon you. He knows the importance of peace and the importance of an understanding of peace and the value of peace. Remember, praise is not just due when times are good, when we feel awesome. Because it's praise that lifts that cloud. It's praise that can break through and start to change things when we enter into the presence of God. In the presence of God, the anointing of the Holy Ghost is so present. It's when things are lifted, things are changed, and we're able to open our hearts and allow him to make changes in our lives. When we come to the understanding that praise is not just a symbolic gesture or something we do when I like what God's doing in my life. It's a tool. It's a weapon of our warfare. Never lose your praise. The point of despair and of stress and of anxiety And really, what often they say leads to suicide and thoughts of suicide is this feeling of despair that the situation that you're in will never improve. What you're going through, what you're encountering, what you're experiencing is something that you just feel hopeless about. I don't see a way out. I don't see there being a light at the end of the tunnel. And if you have that mindset, then you don't believe there is a future. But if you believe that everything comes to an end eventually, and if there's a part of my life and a place in my life that God has led me to, then there's also the next step after it. There's something coming after this season. This season will not last forever. There's a morning that comes after the night. There's something coming that is greater than my situation and my circumstance. But the God of peace will bruise Satan under your feet shortly. You may not see that right now. You may not see Satan being destroyed, being crushed, being demolished. You may not see the influences around you being demolished, but it's coming. It says it up there. If it's not happening now, it's coming shortly. I like the song that says the God of peace will crush Satan. I kind of like that. It's a little more brutal, you know. You want to crush that head of the serpent. But we serve the God that's more powerful. He has all dominion. The dominion that is against us is very limited and is only allowed to do what the Lord will allow him, give him space to do. Why don't we stand tonight? The world is searching for peace. At times I find myself convicted when I let a bad day get to me. When I experience some things at work or in life that get me down and cause me to become less than full of praise. Remember, praise has nothing to do with how happy you are. Praise is just an expression of appreciation to God for his worth, for his glory. But let your praise bring the spirit of peace in your life. There's an old song that came to mind. You probably know it. I think I only know the chorus, but anyway, it goes, peace, peace, wonderful peace, coming down from the Father above. Sweep over my spirit forever, I pray. In fathomless billows of love. Sing it again. Sing it from your heart. Peace. We need your peace, Jesus. Wonderful peace. Coming down from the Father above. Sweep over my spirit forever, I pray. In fathomless billows. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You're the God of peace. You're the God of my salvation. This world is not my home. Jesus, you're preparing a place for me. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I pray that your spirit of peace would abound tonight. I pray that your spirit would be enlarged in our lives tonight, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. God bless you. Have a good evening and rest of your week.